Welcome back, and thank you so much to the students who inspired much excellent conversation during today's panels. Thank you, too, to the faculty who volunteered to serve as session chairs, and I'll name them Joy Calico, Bryn Chancellor, Ibit Epstein, Josh Epstein, Leonard Fulbright, Constance Gee, and Jane Robbins. So let's have a round of applause for our students. And now I have yet another opportunity for pleasure today, from introducing to you Dean of the Commons, Frank Weislow, who is the intellectual and community leader of our new first-year undergraduate educational experience. Dean Weislow's vision for the Commons is truly a revisioning of undergraduate education at Vanderbilt, a project the effects of which we have already begun to experience in classrooms and offices, residence halls, and dining rooms across campus. Dean Weislow is leading us to rethink and renew our commitment to the lives of undergraduates and to approach the traditions of a Vanderbilt education both with respect and with a sense of experimentation and possibility. For me, the most moving proof of his dedication to this task has been to witness the delight with which he transforms his home into a salon, inviting faculty colleagues, graduate and undergraduate students alike, to join him and his family for performances, conversations, and even meals around the dining room table. It's an honor to work with him and to welcome him to address us at the close of our symposium today. So please join me in welcoming Dean Weislow.
That's a short way of saying that the longer my comments go on, the longer it's going to take to get to the house where there's food. So I'll be very quick. I know there's also a small award ceremony, really a recognition ceremony after this. So I'll be very very quick. I didn't prepare any sort of closing remarks formally, and I just came as all of you did to participate and to listen. Although those of you in the audience who have been to these things previously, that is panels, not this writing symposium, will know the joy of actually attending a panel without actually having to be the paper presenter. And so that was my joy this afternoon. I sat in the back of two panels and listened to it. I think a total of five papers, all of them on subjects about which I don't really know very, very much, but I'll say that I was challenged and provoked and titillated and made to think by five of our undergraduates whom I encountered in an entirely accidental way just this afternoon. I would like to say that maybe there's something what some of one of our students has called commonish about that accident could happen here, and people in our university community can find a place. This plainly is not the only one in Vanderbilt. Can find a place in which such an accidental interaction can yield that amount of intellectual benefit. It's also worth saying that that intellectual benefit was yielded by undergraduate students, from first-year students to seniors. And it's a prideful thing, and I know that my colleagues in the room on the faculty side will agree with me. It's a prideful thing to encounter such eloquence and such fresh ideas coming from the minds of our students, and actually, in fact, to find oneself sitting in the back of the room on a Sunday afternoon, challenged and provoked and intrigued and titillated by people who are really operating in the 18 to 20-something bracket at the very beginning of their adult intellectual lives. That's actually quite a privilege that we as faculty members have. So it's a great afternoon for our university community to be around something like this, even a little bit greater given how great it is outside, and so you have to be inside to be at something like this. So I'd like to thank you for coming and participating. For giving briefly of yourselves, sharing your ideas with us, and in that sense, really doing what it is that students and faculty and staff at Vanderbilt do on a regular basis, I think, which is in fact to intrigue and provoke and titillate with ideas. So thank you all very much for coming and for enriching this place for a very brief period of time this afternoon. It's wonderful to have you here, and those of you who are here for the very first time, welcome to the Commons. I know some of you actually, in fact, live here and are counting the days until you're actually going to be released, perhaps not with expressions of finally made it, but whoops, now it's on to the rest of it and I'm leaving the Commons, and where do I go next? And all of those of you in between who have been here several times previously, I hope everybody will come back. And having said that, I guess we'll move on to the recognition stage of things. And then I invite you all, please, to don't scatter, but follow the path that leads over to the dean's residence. The rest of my family is traveling back from various points this weekend, but there's food over there because I saw them putting it up. So please drop by just a little bit afterwards. Okay. Thank you all very much for being here.
Distribute certificates for all of the participants in our program today, and I will call off your names, and if you would, then come on up and receive your certificate from Frank. And hopefully they're in the appropriate order. And I hope you'll pardon me, anyone whose name I inadvertently mispronounce. Elena Berry. Heather Bensmiller. Christopher Capozzoli. Wenting Chen. Clemens. Ellie Cook. Elizabeth Dempsey. Benjamin Eagles. Amy Vanier. Now let's see.
Yeah.